local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05 on this Christmas Eve. Double nickels out there, 55. Ooh. Pretty good flying weather for Santa, who's already on the trackers out there. We'll talk about that in just a second. Check in with Dr. Bill more on your forecast. First, let's check the ride-in. This is traffic for us right now, not Santa traffic, but just local
normal
street traffic.
Okay, go.
All right, go, Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. So far this morning, a great ride from Airport Dolphin, Moffitt and 65, from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Highway 90, Range Line, Halls Mill, quiet. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway and downtown through the tunnels. The Eastern Shore looks good as well. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:07, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Christmas Eve. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill's got our forecast the whole way through the weekend. Get more from him at 6:35. Also, Kane keeps us up to date with traffic. Also, before you head to the airport today, and, you know, we'll do the whatever AAA says. More Americans traveling this Christmas than ever before.
Yeah, 2.8 billion Americans traveling this Christmas. I can't believe it.
If y'all aren't new to the show, that would be sarcasm, of course, which would be 5 times the population of the United States. But yes, it'll be very busy out there. But no, how about this? 5 U.S. airports had travelers pass through with the case of measles, highly contagious measles. Yeah, thank you. We'll give you stats on that. What airport got measled near us?
Hopefully not Mobile.
Not Mobile, but run through that list coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Mobile police are still looking for that accused shoplifter from the Shops of Bel Air, which old folks like me call Bel Air Mall. When he was, they were attempting to apprehend him. He dropped the pistol. It fired. That's what led to that report of shots fired at Bel Air Mall yesterday. We'll give you more on that story coming up in just a little bit. Another top story of the day. Kim Jong-un, I say, wants to play Dirty Santa. He says he has a Christmas gift for the United States. More on that coming up in just a little bit. And in Washington, well, it's I guess another day, another impeachment discussion here, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's not ruling out witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. More on this from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Senate Leader Mitch McConnell appearing on Fox News indicating there are no negotiations planned, considering where he and Chuck Schumer left it last Thursday.
Look, we're at an impasse. We can't do anything until the speaker sends the papers over, so everybody enjoy the holidays. You know, I'm not anxious to have this trial, so if she wants to hold on to the papers, go right ahead.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is heating up his rhetoric about the need to have witnesses based on revealed emails from the Office of Management and Budget to the Pentagon, halting funding for Ukraine's military just 90 minutes after President Trump's July 25th conversation with the new Ukraine president.
The Senate should issue subpoenas for a limited set of documents that we believe will shed additional light on the administration's decision-making regarding the delay in security assistance funding to Ukraine.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to hold out. She says on Twitter, "The House cannot choose our impeachment managers until we know what sort of trial the Senate will conduct. President Trump blocked his own witnesses and documents from the House and from the American people on phony complaints about the House process. What is his excuse now?" A tweet from Mar-a-Lago. "Pelosi gives us the most unfair trial in the history of the U.S. Congress, and now she's crying for fairness in the Senate and breaking all rules while doing so. The president doesn't clarify which rules have been broken, though Pelosi is holding the articles of impeachment to see how the Senate will proceed. On Fox News Sunday, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in the midst of haggling.
All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton, to go through the opening arguments, to have a written question period, and then deciding what witnesses to call. We haven't ruled out witnesses.
In 1999, a handful of witnesses gave video depositions played during the Senate trial. There's a new impeachment wildcard to consider, since a number of White House aides were ordered to not testify in various House inquiries, even those related to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Democrats in the House continue to seek court orders compelling them to testify. And in a Monday court filing, House lawyer Douglas Letter let it be known President Trump might be impeached a second time if the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals rules against the White House. Specifically at issue is former White House counsel Don McGahn. His testimony is sought for what he can tell House Democrats about the firing of James Comey and alleged attempts by the president to get Special Counsel Robert Mueller fired. Bob Costantini, Washington.
612 FM Talk 106.5 and the Christmas Eve edition of Mobile Mornings. All the way, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. And in sports, is there anything going on in the world of sports?
Not really.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet.
No football. No, actually, there's a whole lot going on.
Oh, okay.
And yesterday, a McGill Toolin graduate absolutely dominated in the Gasparilla Bowl. So I'll tell you about that when we get back with sports.
Do you know what a Gasparilla is?
Is it a... you're going to crush me. I was going to say a flower. Is a Gasparilla flower? I'll find out.
Guess the Gasparilla during the break, and we'll come back with more on that. Also, reminder, too, speaking of competition, we are in the midst of our 2019 Alabamian of the Year. Today, your chance to vote. Remember, we winnowed the list down by half last week. We're doing it again this week. You go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com, and remember, the top two vote getters move to the final round. The second round bracket, number two of two, Bruce Pearl.
Yep.
On the list.
He led the Tigers to the Final Four, first time in program history last year.
CBD.
It was huge this year, a big-time consumer product.
Hoyt Hutchinson, if you don't know the name right off the bat, that is the Alabama fan and the baby Trump balloon popper or slasher from up at the Alabama LSU game. Also, the fallen law enforcement officers in our state.
Yeah.
And the late Rod Bramlett. So vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. That person, place, thing, entity, group that most moved the news cycle in Alabama in 2019. Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com.
And we did some voting yesterday. First two to move into the Final Four, the anti-toll movement, and the finding of the Clotilda.
Okay, those are in.
Those are into the Final Four.
Finalist. All right, 614. Let's check news from WKRG.
I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5. A ransomware group claims to be behind a cyber attack in Pensacola that crippled the city's computer network. On Monday, a group called Maze posted screenshots of city timesheets that members claim they accessed during the attack. While there's no confirmation that any personal information was actually compromised, the city will offer identity protection services to about 60,000 people potentially affected by the attack. Mobile police are still looking for an alleged shoplifter who brought a gun into the shops at Bel Air. As a security guard was trying to take 28-year-old Jeremiah Johnson into custody, a gun fell out of Johnson's waistband and went off. No one was hurt, but Johnson got away. A U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan has been identified as a Green Beret stationed at Eglin Air Force Base. The Department of Defense says 33-year-old Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel was killed by a roadside bomb. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. Local coverage you can count on.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
That's all about you. During this holiday season, the board, management, and staff of Perdido Bay Water, Sewer, and Fire Protection remind you to fasten your seatbelt, whether going on a long trip or short trip. If you're in an accident, your chances of surviving are twice as good with the belt fastened. Stay alert. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text or drink while driving. This safety message brought to you by the board, management, and staff of Perdido Bay Water, Sewer, and Fire Protection, wishing you a lovely Christmas and joyous New Year.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
A graduate of McGill, Tulane, dominates in the Gasparilla Bowl. And thank you, David. Just found out a Gasparilla is a mythical Spanish
pirate. Jose Gaspar. See?
See.
So that would be the Gasparilla, those followers of Gaspar, right?
That makes more sense. Thank you, kinda. David and Sean for filling in the details there. The Green Bay Packers clinched the NFC North last night, and Auburn keeps on moving up in the top 25 basketball poll. It's 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Central Florida dominated Marshall 48-25 in the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa yesterday afternoon. Former McGill Tulane Yellow Jacket Marlon Williams caught 7 passes for 132 yards and a touchdown in the win. The Knights' defense forced 5 Marshall turnovers and scored 2 of them. They took them back for touchdowns in the first quarter. With the victory, UCF finishes the season with a 10-3 record and have won 10 or more games in 3 straight seasons. Tonight, there's only one bowl game, with no games scheduled for Christmas Day tomorrow. At 7 tonight, BYU will face Hawaii on the Rainbow Warriors' home turf in the Hawaii Bowl. Cougars are favored by 1.5. It's some news that could greatly affect one of the CFP semifinal games. LSU starting tailback and leading rusher Clyde Edwards-Helaire is recovering from a hamstring injury and is questionable to play on Saturday in the Peach Bowl. Tigers head coach Ed Orgeron said on Monday that Edwards-Helaire is day-to-day but has a chance to play when his number one-ranked team faces number four-ranked Oklahoma. The junior injured his hamstring during a non-contact play in practice last week. Orgeron said that Edwards-Helaire would test his hamstring in practice in Atlanta on Tuesday. Edwards-Helaire was an all-SEC first-team selection this season. He's rushed for 1,290 yards and 16 touchdowns, with 50 passes for 399 yards and another touchdown. In the NFL, the Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings 23-10 on Monday Night Football to clinch the NFC North division. Win also moved Green Bay ahead of New Orleans for the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Packers running back Aaron Jones rushed for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. Here's Jones' second of the night, a 56-yard dash that put Green Bay ahead by 2 scores.
Jones, look at that balance! Aaron Jones, see ya!
The Vikings are still locked into a playoff spot in the wild card despite the loss. For New Orleans to move into one of the top 2 seeds in the conference and have a bye in the first round of the playoffs, they'll need to defeat Carolina on the road this weekend and have either Green Bay lose to Detroit or San Francisco lose to Seattle. The Seahawks will face the San Francisco 49ers Sunday with the NFC West title on the line. They've faced some adversity this year with injuries in their backfield. Yesterday, the Seahawks confirmed that starting running back Chris Carson is out for the remainder of the year after fracturing his hip in this weekend's loss to Arizona. Now, not one, but 2 former Seahawks running backs have rejoined the team. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Monday that the team had signed Robert Turbin, who spent his first 3 years with the Seahawks, and then late last night, Marshawn Lynch also re-signed with the team. According to Schefter, Lynch's contract is for the remainder of this season only. Lynch, a.k.a. Beast Mode, spent part of 6 seasons with the Seahawks from 2010 to 2015. 5-time Pro Bowler came out of a 1-year retirement to play for Oakland in 2017 and 2018. He has not played for a team this year. In college basketball, the newest top 25 rankings were released yesterday, and there's a new team on top after Kansas over the weekend became the 5th number one team to lose this year. Gonzaga, watch out, you're the new number one.
What?
Bulldogs are 13-1 so far this year. Ohio State comes in at number 2, followed by Louisville, Duke, and Kansas. Oregon's up to number 6, Baylor number 7, and the Auburn Tigers have moved up 4 spots to number 8, followed by Memphis at number 9 and Villanova at number 10. Kentucky Wildcats dropped from number 6 to number 19 in the rankings, while Tennessee fell out of the rankings from number 21, leaving Auburn and Kentucky as the only ranked SEC teams. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, coming up, Dr. Bill Williams will update our forecast. And, we mentioned earlier, Santa already on the move, departing the North Pole. He's got a heck of a day in front of him. He's working first shift, second shift, overnight shift, all shifts.
I was going to say, I hope he fueled up, but there should be snacks for him at every stop, right?
Yes, we left him some Red Bull, some extra taurine for him as he gets his day rolling. 622, come right back.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers tell us light traffic and accident-free conditions so far as you traffic from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65. Not finding any delays. Also across the Bayway, the causeway from Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fork. Just watch your speed. Plenty of radar along I-10. I'm E-Town USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport Road in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote control cars, trucks, even tanks. I'm E-Town USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 624, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Christmas Eve. Starting shopping for a lot of folks out there. Yeah. I have a list coming up. What's open on Christmas, too? If you procrastinate that long, where you'll be able to go. Usually, if you got to shop on Christmas or late Christmas Eve, beef jerky, big things of beef jerky are usually a good buy.
Yeah, maybe a bag of pistachios. Something
yeah,
like
you
that.
Can do that. What else could you get from the convenience? One of the things I saw yesterday at the stores are the extra long charging things for your Android phone or your Apple, your iPhone.
So you can walk around the room while you charge.
Right. Or like for me that I have to keep mine plugged in by the side of the bed, right? So I got to do that. It gives me the ability, if I am going to have a little screen time, I can have it plugged in the wall and have this cord draped over me in bed, still charging my phone, looking at it. So that might be a buy. Who doesn't want a charger for their smartphone?
Everybody needs one.
So there you go. There's a gift idea right there. 625, speaking of shopping and holiday sales, here's Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
When all is said and done, the National Retail Federation thinks the totals will show a significant increase over last year's holiday spending, around 4.2%. The average person will have spent $1,048 once they've completed their shopping, if they haven't done so already. You'll likely see more men running around at the last minute today than women. The NRF says more men put off shopping until today. Americans were expected to spend between $728 billion and $730.7 billion by Christmas Day. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
You know why that is, too, and retailers know it. When dudes walk in on Christmas Eve, the retailer knows they're going to make a sale.
They can jack the price up.
It's just what they're going to sell. I mean, because, you know, guys, we come in to buy something, right? I mean, we're coming in, we are going to buy something. The question is just what thing is it going to be? Mm-hmm. So it's not like there won't be any, what is it, browsing?
Yeah.
There's no browsing going on today for shot. This is straight up, I have a mission to buy a such and such, and I'm coming in to get it.
Yeah. Although I went to a local drugstore, well, not local, it's one of the chains, and walked around over the weekend, and the toy aisle had maybe four or five dads walking in the toy aisle, and we're talking Sunday.
Yeah.
So 3 days until Christmas, and you got the dads out there trying to get the last-minute toys in.
Well, yeah, I told you. I was Saturday at that big box store getting the ping-pong ball table, and it was the last one. But there were big sections of that where the shelves were empty like Russia, like Russian grocery stores in the 1980s. It was something. All right. Also, what is going to be open if you do delay even beyond Christmas Eve? We'll talk about that coming up, what's open Christmas Eve. But what's open for Christmas? Okay, well, let's jump forward to this. Restaurant chains, most of them be closed for Christmas. Even Walmart, the one day a year I think they close, Christmas.
Wow.
They're closed as well.
I would have lost that bet.
Yeah, so they're closed, but there are some Starbucks. It's just kind of individual, I guess, individual franchisees. But many Starbucks, some McDonald's, some Dunkin' locations will be open, along with IHOP, Denny's, and Waffle House. Well, come on, Waffle House never closes. Also, delivery services, including Postmates, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash will be delivering food orders for Christmas for participating local and national restaurants.
Hmm.
So they're going to be open. Also, stores like your convenience stores, any of your major convenience stores, they're going to be open for Christmas as well.
So got travelers.
Yeah, and you got a chance to go in there and get beef jerky for stocking stuffers. All right, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. That's coming up in a few minutes. First, let's check the news. Here's WKRG.
I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5. Criolla's former police chief and city clerk have been indicted, accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the city. The district attorney's office says Jerry Taylor and Kim Green clocked time they didn't work, taking nearly $70,000. The two are charged with theft of property and ethics violation. Taylor is the current police chief in Jackson, Alabama. Mobile police are looking for a murder suspect. Police say Ravon Harris shot and killed Jermaine Doolittle on December 15th. Doolittle died at the hospital 3 days after he was shot. A homeowner in Escambia County, Florida, fought back against an accused home invasion suspect. Deputies say 37-year-old Jonathan Crook tried to break into a home on Redoubt Avenue Monday morning when the homeowner shot him in the arm. Crook drove himself to the hospital, where he was later taken into custody. Jail records show Crook lived on the street where the home invasion happened. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken out the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Participating in the holiday safety campaign, the management and staff of BASF Corporation in McIntosh remind drivers your family's peace and happiness may depend on your driving skill. Drive with the other guy in mind. It won't hurt to give him a break. Always buckle up, keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and never drink or text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of BASF Corporation in McIntosh, making the Gulf Coast safer this holiday season.
Thousands of Christians have descended on Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, for Christmas Eve celebrations. It's Bethlehem's busiest tourist season in two decades, with a lull in Israeli-Palestinian tension. The storm system that brought drenching rain to the southeast is beginning to flow off the Florida coast this morning. The story in the Midwest and Plains states today is temps 10 to 20 degrees above average. Nice, but meteorologist Allison Chinchar tells us it's coming at a price.
Fog, and in some cases, freezing fog. We're talking at least half a dozen states here under some type of fog advisory or freezing fog advisory.
Police in Michigan say a body has been identified as Adrienne Quintel, missing since October when she called a friend to say she was involved in a shootout with two men. Her sister Jenny Bryson says the family found her body in about 3 feet of water.
It's been hard searching for her, and even though we're glad to have some closure, it has been heart-wrenching.
Stock futures up just a bit this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Boeing has fired CEO Dennis Muilenburg in a bid to restore confidence in the aerospace giant after two deadly crashes involving its 737 MAX plane. While families of the victims welcome Muilenburg's departure as overdue, they say Boeing's decision to replace him with a longtime board member raises questions about the company's commitment to change. Boeing named David Calhoun, who has served on the firm's board since 2009 and is its current chairman, as CEO and president. A YouTube child star known for unboxing toys and online videos is sitting atop a brand worth $150 million. The Wall Street Journal says 8-year-old Ryan Kaji has amassed 23 million subscribers to his Ryan's World channel and more than $20 million a year in ad revenue. Now the second grader from Texas is building his knack for unboxing into a formidable franchise with a TV show and Nickelodeon and deals with Walmart and Target to sell his own line of toys, toothbrushes, and even underwear. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and certainly to all our listeners.
That's for sure. And we're getting some warm temps for Christmas. What about today on Christmas Eve? And let's look through tomorrow.
Yeah, we get some really nice weather. Not exactly what you think of at Christmas with chilly temperatures, but at least we got rid of the rain. That storm system now is off the coast of Georgia and headed out to sea. And things look good for today. Mostly sunny, and I expect a high up to about 68 this afternoon. The high yesterday still was in the 50s, around 57 degrees, but with the sunshine, it's going to make a big difference. Now, tonight, it won't be as cold as we've experienced over the last couple of weeks. We'll see a low of about 52 for tomorrow morning. And then for Christmas Day, it should be mostly sunny and a high around 70 degrees. Very, very pleasant day. Thursday, a few clouds, but still up around 70. It'll become mostly cloudy on Friday, about 70 degrees again. And over the weekend, we do have some rain in the forecast. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, a high in the low 70s. And then a frontal system will move in on Sunday, so it'll be cloudy with a good chance for some showers, even a thunderstorm or two. High will be in the low 70s, and then Monday will cool down a bit, actually get back to normal. Should be partly cloudy and about 62 degrees. So we've got some rain in the weekend forecast, but most of that rain will be on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, any severe weather associated?
At this point, we don't expect any severe weather, but we'll have a little better look at it as we go through the week. It's not a real strong weather front that's coming in because, as I mentioned, temperatures will only drop back to normal.
All right. As people, maybe some last-minute shoppers out there looking for that extra thing to put with the big gift, maybe they could consider the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. It's in stores now.
Yeah, we have copies now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes here in Mobile. Also, West Marine have copies. Also, at Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. Now, if you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply. Also, you see copies at Autocraft Collision Center, and also Billy Langford Allstate. They have copies there, and you can always stop by at Box 10, and also here at the studios of 106.5.
All right, Doc, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with an update on your Christmas Eve and Christmas forecast. By the way, question was asked yesterday, and some other people had asked earlier in the week, the whiskey speech.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this
I've
is
been
a,
waiting to hear it.
Yeah, it's a tradition here around Mobile Mornings and FM Talk 106.5. Planned probably 8:30 this morning for the whiskey speech. Mm-hmm. So if you have not heard it before, you did what all the hubbub is about, we'll let you know coming up at 6:30.
It's a tradition.
It is a tradition, and it's a beautiful thing, and it brings together the Christmas season and what I tell you about politicos on both sides of the aisle every day. It's done in great form. We'll get to that. The whiskey speech coming up around 8:30, 8:35 this morning here at FM Talk 106.5. Also on the way, a story we've talked about over the last couple weeks, but yesterday President Trump signed legislation raising the minimum age to purchase tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. More on that story coming up next.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility and take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
From the FM Talk 106.5 family to yours, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident free conditions continue in light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne, Spanish Fort, Malvis to Loxley and I-10. Again, state troopers have been thick, but no delays from Airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin, and Moffitt in 65. Long hours in the kitchen and unwanted assistance from that certain family member or Christmas brunch in the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile at the Crystal Ballroom. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boardings on this Christmas Eve. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, and that guy, Kane, with our traffic. Yeah, so President Trump has now signed that legislation we talked about last week that would raise the minimum age to purchase tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. Meredith Wood from Westwood One with more.
According to the latest federal study, one in four high school seniors admitted to vaping nicotine. But despite the new age restriction, some advocates say the youth epidemic will continue unless vaping products are banned completely. The new law will take effect sometime next year.
Yeah, there's people pushing to completely ban vaping, but shouldn't it be treated just the same way as smoking?
Yeah, you know, the smoking industry, I think they maybe thought they were done with their regulations. They went through so much as far as, and I'm not saying it was bad, but, you know, they had to limit a lot of the things that they were doing in just the cigarette smoking industry and tobacco in general. And then vaping comes along and completely moves the goalposts. So now they move it to 21. And I don't think it's because of the cigarettes. I think it's all because of the vaping.
Sure. So now it goes to 21. Of course, brings up the argument you'll hear. You're old enough to serve your country, but you can't indulge in tobacco. Wait to hear that discussion as well. We'll hear from you on the text line right now at 343-0106. Check in with News 5 next.
The Porch Band of Creek Indians remind you to slow down during this busy holiday season. Always be looking for excited children playing in residential areas. They may not be looking out for you. Stay alert, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text and drive. Help make this the safest holiday ever. May this holiday bring you and your family the best ever. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5. A ransomware group claims to be behind a cyber attack in Pensacola that crippled the city's computer network. On Monday, a group called Maze posted screenshots of city timesheets that members claim they accessed during the attack. While there's no confirmation that any personal information was actually compromised, the city will offer identity protection services to about 60,000 people potentially affected by the attack. Mobile police are still looking for an alleged shoplifter who brought a gun into the shops at Bel Air. As a security guard was trying to take 28-year-old Jeremiah Johnson into custody, a gun fell out of Johnson's waistband and went off. No one was hurt, but Johnson got away. A U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan has been identified as a Green Beret stationed at Eglin Air Force Base. The Department of Defense says 33-year-old Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel was killed by a roadside bomb. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. Local coverage you can count on.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America. Change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
A McGill Toolin graduate dominates in the Gasparilla Bowl. The Green Bay Packers clinch the NFC North, and Auburn keeps on moving up in the top 25 basketball poll. It's 6:44 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Central Florida crushed Marshall 48-25 in the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa yesterday afternoon, and former McGill Tool and Yellow Jacket Marlon Williams was the star of the day. He caught 7 passes for 132 yards and a touchdown in the win. The Knights defense forced 5 Marshall turnovers and took 2 of them back for touchdowns in the first quarter. With the victory, UCF finishes the season with a 10-3 record and have won 10 or more games now in 3 straight seasons. Tonight, there's only one bowl game, with no game scheduled for Christmas Day tomorrow. At 7 tonight, BYU will face Hawaii on the Rainbow Warriors' home turf in the Hawaii Bowl. The Cougars are favored by 1.5. In some news that could greatly affect one of the college football playoff semifinal games, LSU starting tailback and leading rusher Clyde Edwards-Helaire is recovering from a hamstring injury and is now questionable to play on Saturday in the Peach Bowl. Tigers head coach Ed Orgeron said on Monday that Edwards-Helaire is day-to-day but has a chance to play when his number one ranked team faces number 4 ranked Oklahoma. The junior injured his hamstring during a non-contact play in practice last week. Orgeron said that Edwards-Helaire will test his hamstring in practice in Atlanta today. Edwards-Helaire was an all-SEC first-team selection this year. He's rushed for 1,290 yards and 16 touchdowns. Also has 399 yards receiving and another touchdown. In the NFL, the Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings 23-10 on Monday Night Football to clinch the NFC North Division. The win also moved Green Bay ahead of New Orleans for the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Packers running back Aaron Jones rushed for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. Here's his second of the night that put Green Bay ahead by 2 scores.
Jones, look at that balance! Aaron Jones!
The Vikings are still locked into a playoff spot in the wild card. For New Orleans to move into one of the top 2 seeds in the conference and have a bye in the first round of the playoffs, they'll need to defeat Carolina on the road this weekend and have either Green Bay lose to Detroit or San Francisco lose to Seattle. Speaking of that game, the Seahawks and 49ers game on Sunday will have the NFC West title on the line. The Seahawks have had some trouble with injuries to their running backs this year. Yesterday, Seahawks confirmed that starting running back Chris Carson is out for the rest of the year after fracturing his hip in this weekend's loss to Arizona. Now, not one, but 2 former Seahawks running backs have rejoined the team. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported yesterday the team had signed Robert Turbin, who spent his first 3 NFL seasons with the Seahawks. And then late last night, the news that Seattle fans wanted to hear, Marshawn Lynch also re-signed with the team. According to Schefter, Lynch's contract is for the remainder of this season only. Lynch, a.k.a. Beast Mode, spent parts of 6 seasons with the Seahawks. The 5-time Pro Bowler came out of a 1-year retirement to play for his hometown team, Oakland, in 2017 and 2018. He has not played for a team yet this year. In college basketball, the newest top 25 rankings were released on Monday, and there's a new team on top after Kansas over the weekend became the 5th number 1 team to lose this season. Preseason number 1, Michigan State, lost on the opening day of the season, followed by Kentucky earning the number 1 ranking and losing, and then Duke, and then Louisville, and now Kansas. As for the newest rankings, watch out, Gonzaga, because you're the new number 1. Bulldogs are 13-1 so far this year. Ohio State comes in at number 2, followed by Louisville, Duke, and Kansas. Oregon is up to number 6. Baylor's up to number 7. And Auburn has moved up 4 spots to number 8. They're followed by Memphis at number 9 and Villanova at number 10. The Kentucky Wildcats dropped from number 6 to number 19 in the rankings, while Tennessee fell out from number 21. Auburn and Kentucky are the only SEC teams ranked in the top 25. It's 6:48. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had light traffic so far this morning in accident-free conditions. A good ride across the Bayway, and again, if you traffic from Dolphin, Spring Hill and Airport in 65, Tillman's Corner of Theodore, Rangeline, Hallsmill Road and 90, no delays. Returning to Hank Aaron Stadium, it's Christmas Nights of Lights, open nightly through January 1st, 5:30 to 10 p.m. Brought to you by Coastal Traffic and the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The senior living professionals of Live Oak Village in Foley remind drivers that shopping areas are areas of congested traffic. Stay alert and be prepared to stop suddenly. Keep your eyes on the traffic in front and behind you. Never text while driving and follow the basic rules of driving safety, courtesy, caution, and common sense. This holiday safety tip from the senior living professionals of Live Oak Village in Foley, members of the community senior life family, leaders in independent and assisted senior living, wishing you a happy holiday.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama Parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at rennie@fmtalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at fmtalk1065.com.
Yeah, we're getting ready to get cranked up with the Moon Pie Minutes. Mardi Gras will be here, maybe before you know it.
Yeah.
So we get rolling with that. We'll talk more about that coming up. But yeah, Moon Pie Minutes, the story of Mardi Gras as told by our own Rennie Brabner. Check it out. All the days leading into Fat Tuesday. And actually, we go to Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, and you know, the tough thing about being in our area is with Mardi Gras coming so soon after the New Year's, everyone makes these resolutions. You know, I'm going to lose this much weight. Yes. I'm going to stop eating this or that. And then Mardi Gras comes around.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing if you're going to, you know, resolve to do something that is, you know, not overindulge. Because so you could delay that and just wait for Lent.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. You got Lent coming right afterwards. So that,
just kind of just take, you know, take the time. Don't have a New Year's resolution that starts on Ash Wednesday. Also, what's open Christmas Day? I mentioned this earlier. List not all these, not a ton of places locally, but Circle K stores will be open is what the listing here. CVS will be open. They said the pharmacies will be closed, but the rest of it will be open. Pilot Flying J truck stops, good deal. Love's Travel Stops, both of them open. A racetrack, they say hours vary by market. Do we have any? We have Rite Aid?
Yes. Aid here? Okay. Well, we did.
I don't know if we have them anymore.
I don't know if we have them anymore.
Rite Aid is going to be open, but I don't know. Maybe we have one here. Walgreens, most open regular hours, though pharmacies will be closed. So those are a few of the things that will be open. And today, if you're doing that last-minute shopping, here's what we have. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Mm-hmm. Open at 7 till 6, okay? They're open 7 to 6. Bass Pro Shops open 8 to 6. And why is there a theme here with me?
And some guys will be there from 8 until 6 today.
That's right.
Trying to escape the family.
Barnes & Noble 8 to 6. Dalton's favorite, Bed Bath & Beyond, open from 8 to 6 this evening. Yeah. Belk open from 8 till 6 this evening.
So you can still get bath bombs then.
That's right. Which is, listen, Bed Bath & Beyond, I may be making a trip through there today from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Belk, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Best Buy, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Big Lots from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Big Lots open till 10 on Christmas Eve? You'd be kidding me, man. Wow. Costco from 9 this morning to 5 this afternoon.
And they won't be busy, I'm sure.
No.
It'll be easy to get in.
Also, Dick's Sporting Goods from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., which I think that applies also to Field & Stream.
That would make sense.
It's like a theme with me. Dillard's open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Dollar General, all stores will close at 10 p.m. Dollar Tree, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Let's see what else applies to us locally. Hobby Lobby, 9 a.m. to 5:30. Home Depot from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. So they're closing kind of early. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What else is they listed Kmart. Are there any Kmart stores left in the country?
You know, there was one out on Schillinger.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm not sure if it's still there.
I don't think... Lowe's open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Let's see. Office Depot, Office Max, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good time to get your office supplies.
That's right. Christmas Eve. Old Navy... from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I guess we got an Old Navy.
Yeah, we do.
Old Time Pottery from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let's see here. Yeah, Rite Aid, same thing for today. Sam's Club stores open till 6 this evening. And Steinmart, we've got a Steinmart. I know that. Right, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Target open till 10 tonight. From 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. TJ Maxx, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Here we go. Back into my wheelhouse. Tractor Supply Company, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walmart, all stores will close at 6 tonight.
Wow.
And stay closed Christmas Day. That's a big deal for Walmart. You imagine every hour that a Walmart store is open, what it means for their revenue?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they've been trying to make their employees' lives easier over the last few years, so I'm sure that applies.
All right, so there you go. There's some of the openings. I got something on the text line here. Somebody told me Family Dollar is open on Christmas Day. Okay. Nice. Nice. And my buddy from the south side of Mobile County, checking in from the Dolphin Island, he said Jemison's, which is the bait shop right there before you hit the bridge there on the left, on the east side of the causeway heading to the Dolphin Island Bridge, Jemison's Bait Shop, open.
That's good.
So
the bait doesn't know it's Christmas.
To tell you what, nor do the fish. And if I was not sitting right here, what a nice morning to be out catching a speckled trout. That would be a good day. Buddy, thank you for the update from the south side. All right, and if you got any more local updates like that, you can always text those to 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, reminder, online, front page of FM Talk 106.5, 2019 Alabamian of the Year, the second round voting this week. We are now bracket 2 of 2. Bruce Pearl, CBD, Hoyt Hutchinson, who's the Alabama fan, the baby Trump balloon popper, fallen law enforcement officers, and Rod Bramlett. Vote today, and we'll tally these, and by the end of the month, we will award the Alabamian of the Year. All right, 6:57, news is next.